Brothers and sisters, how are you today?
弟兄姊妹,大家好。你好吗?
I feel a very awesome responsibility as I bring forth God's Word today.
今天我认为有很大的责任要在这边释放神的信息。
2 weeks ago, I began what is really a series of messages concluding today.
两个礼拜前我们开始一个信息,今天我们要来总结。
And in English, it's very easy to label this or give it a title.
用英文很容易给它一个名称。
We call it the four T's of the Christian life.
英文是四个T,就是四个试验的试。
And if you can start the PowerPoint right at the beginning, my brother, we'll point them out again.
我们现在把那个The
four T's of the Christian life are temptation, tests, trials, and tribulations.
就是试探、试验、试炼跟苦难的试验。
And today we're going to be going to the last two T's that are upon this message title.
我们今天会看这四个里面的最后两个。
And we have scriptures that we'll be placing up there for you to see.
我们有一些经文会打给大家看。
But I want you to first notice the last scripture that I shared 2 weeks ago.
首先我们看两个礼拜前我跟大家分享的这个圣经是在哥林多前书十章十三节里。
That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
哥林多前书十章十三节。
There is no temptation taken you but what is common to man, but God is faithful who will never suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation make of a way of escape that you might be able to bear it.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必要叫你们所受的试探。
Now we all go, I'm sorry, my brother.
在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能够忍受得住。
I'm very anxious to speak, that's why I interrupted him.
因为太想讲了，所以我就打断他。
There is no temptation taking you that such as is common to man.
这些我们所受到的试探。
And there is a way of escape and victory in every temptation and trial.
在任何一个试探里头，我们都能够。
Today we're going to be talking about trials and tribulation. And this topic is one which God has impressed upon me is very important.
Hello?
Okay. Are you ready? Trials and tribulation.
试炼跟患难。
I think that all of us are aware of what's happening in this world as we look at the television or read in Chinese newspaper or English newspaper.
不论我们看电视或者是我们看新闻，我们就知道我们周遭所发生的事情。
There are so many events that are occurring right around Israel, and this is where, of course, Elder Chu was just there this last few days, about 2 weeks ago, and all of the countries around there are now in turmoil.
今天 围绕着以色列，就是乔弟兄最近才去过这边，这些的国家都有许多的这个困难。We've
watched one after another of these nations suddenly erupt in civil war.
我们看见一个一个国家，我们看见他们的内战开始发生。The
very first one was the nation of Egypt.
第一个就是埃及。And
when we look into God's word, we know how significant Egypt is in the plan of God.
在圣经里，我们知道埃及对在圣经里头是多么的重要一个地位。
We recognize also that Jordan is a very important nation.
我们又看到约旦也是一个非常重要的国家。
We know that Syria is a very important nation.
我们也知道这个叙利亚也是非常重要。
We know the United Arab Republic is very important.
我们也看到这个联合的这个阿拉伯的这个王国也是非常重要。
We know that Lebanon is very important.
我们也知道黎巴嫩也是重要的。
And already we've been watching for a long time Iran and Iraq.
我们在过去也看到 伊朗跟伊拉克他们的困难。
You don't have to look on a world map very far to see all of these nations.
从以色列你看到这个不需要看太远的地方就知道这些国家有很多的困难。
And they are erupting with civil war, one part of the group of people against the other.
他们这在国家里头有一些人跟另外一些人产生这个内战。
The governments of many of these nations, dictators, are being put down.
许多的这些独裁者已经被推翻了。
I cannot read this and see this without knowing that God is speaking to His people through all of these events.
当我看到这些时候，我就想到神其实在跟他的子民在说话。
And we must be very careful to keep our eyes upon the Word of God as it relates to these countries.
所以当我们看到这些事情的时候，我们必须要用圣经来看这些事情有没有关联。
Now I have been hearing messages.Preached on the last day events and the coming of the Lord since I was a very little boy.
那从小我就听到这些末世这些预兆的这些讲章。
And I have heard scriptures quoted, and when I was a little boy, they put fear into my heart.
当我小的时候，当这些人讲这些圣经的时候，我心里很害怕。
And I've grown up with those scriptures in my mind and in my heart.
我长大以后，这些经文一直都在我的心中。
But now when I look into God's Word, I view those same scriptures with a different perspective.
但是当我现在来读些经文的时候，我的感触就不一样了。
And that's not just because I am now mature and getting a little older.
并不是因为我已经比较老，比较成熟一点。
It's because God has given me perhaps a greater understanding.
也许神让我能够明白更清楚。
And sometimes we are inclined to allow ourselves to be so involved in our daily living that we forget what God is doing in His time clock.
常常我们日常生活把我们忙得不可开交，我们就忘记神他所要做的事。
We look many times at our own wristwatch and we know the time.
常常我们看手表的时候，我们知道时间是什么。
Or if we have a clock on the wall, we see the time.
常常我们看到钟在墙上，我们也知道说什么时间。
But we must understand that God also has His time clock.
但是我们也必须要知道神他也有他的时间的。
And we must know that on His time clock, there are ways in which the events are pushing us towards the time of His return.
当神的时间的时候，常常借着一些事情，就让我们推到他回来的时候了。
So I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer for Elder Chiu and for myself as we speak today.
所以我现在要求大家为牧师跟这个弟兄来祷告。
How many of you have your Bibles here today?
你们谁有圣经的吗
？I know that you look up here for many of the scriptures.
这一节圣经是没有在这个打在上面的。
And I'm glad they are there, but I want you now to open your own Bibles to a scripture that is not there.
我想要大家来读一段圣经。
And I want you to take note in Ephesians chapter 6.
请大家看以弗所书第六章。
Some of the admonitions that Paul gives to the Christians at Ephesus.
这是保罗对以弗所这个信徒的们的
Now many Bible scholars say that this book was written to a special group at Ephesus.
圣经学者认为这个诗是给以弗所书一些独特的一些弟兄姐妹写的。
Others refer to the book of Ephesians as a general epistle for everyone to read.
有人以为是给一般的人读的。
But I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God.
但我知道所有的圣经都是神所默示的。
And it is for the purpose of instructing you and me in His truth.
为的是就是要指教我们他的真理。
So we must not concentrate just on the Old Testament or the New Testament.
所以我们不只是光读旧约或者读新约而已。
And we must not just rely upon hearing the Bible spoken by pastors or teachers when we come to church.
我们也不能只来到教会听牧师跟我们读圣经。
If you do not take the Bible and study it and pray daily, you need to do that.
如果你没有开始每天读圣经祷告的话，你应该开始了。
It is very important to be a student of God's Word.
因为非常重要，我们必须成为神圣经的学生。
The admonition of God's Word is to study, to show ourselves approved unto God. Workmen that don't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing or understanding the Word of Truth.
圣经要告诉我们说，我们必须成为一个工人，能够从圣经中得到他的这个吩咐。
And the Word of God is important today.
所以神的话是今天是非常非常重要的。
Now look at chapter 6 verse 17 please.
看看第六章的十七节。
Paul talks about the admonition, excuse me, verse 18, I'm sorry.
十八节。
The admonition to pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Verse 18.
十八节，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Now, to pray without ceasing means that constantly there is prayer in our spirit.
随时多方祷告，意思就是常常一直不断的祷告。
Prayer becomes part of our thought patterns.
祷告成为我们思想的一个形态。
We may be very busy in other activities.
我们也许在做一些忙碌的事。
But we are to constantly have prayer in our minds and in our hearts for one another.
但是我们必须要为彼此在我们心中常常有一个祷告的心。
But Paul also asked for a very special prayer for himself.
但是保罗也有一种特别祷告的这个要求。
And in the next verse, he specifically asked for this type of prayer.
十九节他特别这样说。
I'll ask Elder Chu to read verse 19, the prayer that he wanted people to pray for him.
我来读十九节，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
I want to say instead of 也为我，也为我们。
这边讲说也为我，其实是为我们。
As I speak today, I want you to pray for me and pray for Elder Chu as he interprets.
当我们在讲在传的时候，神请你们为我们祷告。
And I want you to pray this prayer from the Bible.
我让大家用这个经文来祷告。
So if you have a Mandarin Bible, Chinese Bible, read it with Elder Chu right now in Mandarin, verse 19.
如果你有圣经，我们一起来读，读第十九节，把这个当成我们的祷告。
Verse 19 and 20, read this prayer.
第十九节来，也为我祈求，使我得的口才能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And verse 20.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
The first thing that he asked is that his mouth be opened.
首先他说我们的口要打开。
And that he be able to speak and utter truth.
他能够把这个福音讲得清楚明白。
And utter it with boldness.
而且是以胆量放胆的来说。
Because it's a very important message that Paul has spoken.
因为这是非常重要的信息，保罗在这边说。
And he says, I'm even now an ambassador in chains, and I want to speak boldly in prison.
虽然我现在在锁链之中，但是我还是放胆的来说。
And he says, I want to speak as I ought to speak.
我之所以要说，是因为我必须的说。
So would you pray with me right now that prayer?
We
will speak boldly what we ought to speak today.
使得我们能够有胆量来传讲神的话。
Would you put your hands like this?
你要不要把手伸出来？
And pray for us as we speak today.
当我们在讲的时候，你替我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for each one who is here today.
主，我们感谢在所有在你面前的人。
And we receive their prayers right now upon our Pastor Chu, Elder Chu, and myself as we speak forth.
当我们在讲的时候，我们感谢你，他们为我们祷告。
In your own spirit, my brothers and sisters, pray this prayer.
求主让弟兄姐妹用这样的祷告来祷告。
Pray that we might have boldness to speak.
求主让我们有胆量来说。
that we might speak forth the utterance of truth to your heart.
我们能够把神的真理能够讲得明白。
And that there will be understanding that comes.
使得人能够明白。
Because this is God's important message to His church.
因为这是神对他教会一个重要的信息。
Amen.
Amen.
I have given you now on this slide the difference and comparisons between trials and tribulation.
我给大家看下面这个是讲到这个试炼跟苦难之间的差别。
I want you to notice first Psalm 11 and verse 4 under the title of trials.
我们来看这个在苦试炼中诗篇一14篇第四节。
Read that in Mandarin, my brother, or they can read it themselves.
我们用我英文中文来读给大家。耶和华在他的圣殿里，耶和华的宝座在天上，他的慧眼察看世人。
The scripture in the psalmist's words say that God tests, as He sees us with His eyes, every son of man.
这边讲他的慧眼察看世人，察看其实就是用他的眼睛来试验。
That means you, my brother and my sister.
也就是你我。
We are undergoing the testings of God as He looks upon us.
当神看我们的时候，他就在那边试验我们。
The next scripture under trials or testing is Zechariah 13:9.
第二节我们要看的是在撒加利亚十三章九节。
Read that scripture also, please, my brother.
我要使这三分之一金火熬炼他们，如熬炼银子；试验他们，如试炼金子。他们必求告我的名，我必应允他们。我要说，这是我的子民；他们也说，也要说，耶和华是我们的神。
Here we find that Zacharias talks about the fiery trials of his people.
这边撒加利亚讲说，这边是对神的子民那种火炼的试炼。
The fiery trials that God allows us to go through are to purify our minds and our hearts that we come forth as gold and silver.
神那个火炼的试炼是要他的儿女能够这个炼净。
It's terrible to think that you have pure gold and then scrape it and find that underneath it is not gold.
也许你有人告诉你这个你是纯有一个东西是纯金，但是你刮了之后发现里面不是金子。
And the only way to be pure gold is through fiery testing and trial.
怎么知道那个金是金金呢？就必须要用火去炼。
God wants all of us to come forth as pure gold.
神要我们每一个人都经过火炼之后成为金晶。
Refined by fiery trials.
是被火炼的试炼所来试炼的。
Now look at Psalm 9:9.
我们再继续看诗篇九章九节。
Here we have the promise of the psalmist.
这是诗篇这个诗人所写的给我们的应许。
That God will always be a refuge for us in the time of our trial and troubles.
神永远是我们的高台，就是我们的避难所。
Now when trials come to us, we can react in good ways or bad ways.
当我们受了试炼的时候，我们可以正面的反应或者负面的反应。
Some people and some believers run from God and some run to God.
有的人就逃离神，但是有的人却亲近神。
It's easy to run to God when you have blessings and no problems in your life.
当你受到恩典祝福的时候，很容易跑到神的面前。
But when the trials come and the testings come, where do you go?
但是试炼来或者是困难来的时候，你往哪里跑呢？
You have a refuge that you can go to.
感谢神，神是我们的高台，是我们的避难所。
Aren't you glad you can run to the refuge that is in God?
你是不是很感谢说你有一个避难所可以去呢？
Say hallelujah.
说 hallelujah.
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 赞美耶稣，
赞美耶稣，
赞美主，
赞美主。
I can run to Him，
我能够奔向神。
I can run into His presence，
我可以奔到他的同在。
In my times of trial and testing，
在我困难患难试炼的时候，我能够到这个避难所去。
Now let me talk about tribulation for a while。
那我们来读看看这个患难。
Notice in John chapter 16 or verse 33。
看约翰福音十六章三十三节。
This is Jesus who is speaking。
这是耶稣在那边说。
Read that in Mandarin, my brother。
我们来，我读给大家听。我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
In the world we shall have what? 困难啊？
在世界我们都有困难的。
有没有困难？
你有困难吗？
啊，有的时候有困难吗？
有的时候有困难吗？
啊，给我看你的手。
有困难的举手。
有没有困难的事啊？
每个
有没有？啊。If you haven't had any trouble or tribulation, you will.
如果你还没有得到困难，你会得到的。
And you never know when Satan will bring it into your life.
因为可能这个撒旦会带到你的生活之中。
And the reason why Satan has access to us is because God wants to prove our faith in him.
为什么魔鬼能够在我们身上有地步？因为神允许他借着他来这个洁净我们。
Now when God placed Adam and Eve in the garden，
当神把亚当夏娃放在伊甸园的时候，
everything was so wonderful，
所一切事都是这么美好。
They had everything that they wanted，
他们有他们所有需要的东西。
There was no lack， it was paradise。
这是天堂，没有任何的缺乏的。
And in the midst of all of the blessings of the garden，
在这个伊甸园里头这么多的祝福里头，
Remember there was also a tree，
但是你记得在中间有一个树。
And God is the one who created even the tree of temptation，
也是神把那个分别善恶的树放在这个伊甸园里。
It was God who allowed the serpent who had been banished from heaven to be in the garden。
也是神允许那个蛇在这个树上。
You say why？
你说为什么神会这样
？Why spoil a perfect place？
神为什么用这样这些东西来把一个这么好的地方把它弄成这样
？Because God's plan was that His creation, that's you and me, like Adam and Eve, would have a faith that was complete and an obedient faith to Him。
因为神要你我就像亚当夏娃在情况之下有一个完全的信心来信靠神。
So in this world, Jesus says,
所以在这个世界上
you're going to have trouble, tribulation.
你会有苦难。
But he says, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
但是你可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
That should bring a smile to your face.
因着这样子我们就应该心中有笑容。
You read, you have trouble, you go。
当你看到说有困难的时候，你也许你脸色不好。
Your face is long。
你的脸就像一个马脸一样。
But you read, be of good cheer, and your face goes。
但是你可以看到你可以放心的时候，你就可以有笑容了。
Ah, let me see your good cheer。
让我看看你的笑容。
When I'm over in Malaysia。
当我在马来西亚的时候。
Many times I minister to the East Indian Tamil people.
我常常跟这些土族这个 Tamil 这些人，不是。
Now their skin is very black.
他们的脸肤色是非常黑。
And so when they smile,
当他们笑的时候
，their teeth are very white.
他们的牙齿就变得很白。
And so I tell them I want to see them smile so I can see their very white teeth。
所以我常常说，我想要看你们的笑容，所以让我看你们牙齿。
So if I'm going to see your smile, your skin is not black。
当我看见你笑的时候，你的脸不是这么黑。
But when you read God's word and He says, in the tribulation, the 困难 that comes into your life, I have overcome. Be of good cheer. You need to be。
但是你说耶稣已经胜了这个世界，所有的困难他已经胜过，你应该 开口而笑。
Oh, it should make you so happy. Hallelujah.
然后你就会说，真是个让我很高兴。Hallelujah.
Be of good cheer.
所以你可以放心。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, many times Chinese they smile very little.
中国人笑的时候都微笑。
Impolite to smile too much.
因为笑得太好太大不礼貌。
But God's children need to have big smile. Hallelujah.
神的儿女应该是有大的微笑，大大的笑。
Jesus overcame the tribulation and the trials of the world.
因为耶稣基督已经胜过这个世上的一切的苦难，一切的困难。
Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 verse 35.
罗马书八章三十五节。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
How many know that Christ loves you?
有多少人知道耶稣爱你？
Do you know that?
你知道吗？
How many know that Christ loves you?
多少人知道耶稣爱我？
Okay, point at yourself and say, Jesus loves me.
拍自己说耶稣爱我。
Christ loves me.
耶稣基督爱我。
And therefore I am persuaded,
所以我就知道
neither death nor life,
不论是死亡，不论是痛苦，
principalities or powers,
是高处的低处的这些掌权的，
things present or things to come,
是过去以前的，
Hallelujah,
现在的，
or tribulation,
是患难，
or trials,
是痛苦，
shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ in Christ Jesus.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If trials separate you,
如果患难使你与神隔绝，
it's because you ran from God. He does not run from you.
那是因为你逃离了神，不是他离开你。
If you are overwhelmed with the trials that come to your life,
你因为这个试炼在你的心中这么多的压力，
If your faith begins to be weak,
也许你的信心开始动摇，
Run to the refuge of God.
你就应该跑到神的避难中，
Run to His love.
跑入他的爱中，
Run to the promises of God's word.
跑到他应许的话中。
There is nothing that can come into your life.
谁也不能与我们与神隔绝。
That can separate you from the love of Christ Jesus.
使得我们与神的爱隔绝。
Then in Revelation chapter 2 verse 9 and 10.
然后我们看到启示录二章九节。
Here we're reading about one of the churches.
这边我们就看到一个后来的这个七个教会中之一。
And every one of these churches had good things that were said by the Lord.Through John the Revelator.
那么神借着约翰就把这个有给这些教会的书信跟他们说。
But one of the things that was said about this church was that in the midst of tribulation, they were still rich.
那么这个教会是他们在各样的试炼中却是非常的丰富。
Now where was their wealth?
他们的丰富是在哪里呢？
Was it in their ability to make money?
是不是因为他们能够赚钱？
Was it in the bank account?
是不是在他们的银行的账户里？
Their richness was in Christ Jesus.
他们的丰富是在主耶稣基督里。
And you and I can be rich in the midst of the trials and tribulations of life.
我们每一个人也可以在患难困难之中也能够富足。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to the next scripture.
让我们看看下面一个圣经。
I want you to look into Daniel.
我要大家看但以理书。
Daniel chapter 3 verse 19 to 25.
但以理书三章十九节一直到二十五节。
We have to understand the circumstances of this passage of scripture.
我们必须要明白这个圣经的背景。
Not only was Daniel, but also other young men,had been taken as captives into Babylon.
不但是但以理，而且有许多犹太人，这些年轻人，他们被掳到巴比伦去。
Many of us remember the scriptures concerning Daniel in the lion's den.
当我们看到但以理的时候，我们就想到他是在那个狮子坑里头的故事。
But now we are seeing the trial of three young men by the name of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego.
今天我们要看的是三个年轻人，他叫做撒德拉、米撒、雅各、亚伯尼哥这三个年轻人。
And they are both being put through fiery trials, through great troubles, because of their trust in God.
因着他们信靠神，所以他们要被丢在这个火炉烧窑里头。
You see, they were given a decree by Nebuchadnezzar.
因为尼布甲利撒他有一个命令。
And that was that Nebuchadnezzar was wanting them not to worship their God, but to worship him as God.
因为尼布甲利撒宣布说不可以拜任何神，必须要拜他自己。
Whenever they heard the sound of call to worship, they were to bow down and pray not to Yahuwah, but to pray to Nebuchadnezzar.
当他们有号角响的时候，他们不是去敬拜神，而是敬拜这个尼布甲利撒的这个像。
I want you to know that in the last days,
我要大家知道在末世的时候，
we're going to see that in Matthew chapter 24 in just a moment.
我们等下会看马太福音24章。
There is going to be many antichrists in the world.
那个时候就在世上有许多这个敌基督。
And that is those who rise up, and some of them even claim that they are the Christ.
常常有些人他们兴起政治自称他们就是基督。
Nebuchadnezzar in the Old Testament book of Daniel
在但以理书尼布甲利撒王，
He said, I am God.
他说我就是神。
Bow down, worship me.
你必须服服来敬拜。
And so when Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego did not worship,
所以当撒德拉、米撒和亚伯尼哥他们没有这个拜这个偶像的时候，
Their punishment was to be put into the fiery furnace.
他们的惩罚就是将他们丢在火烧的窑里头。
And the fire was heated even hotter than at other times.
这个火窑还加倍到七倍。
So that those who threw them into the fire,
当他们这些兵把他丢进去的时候，
were consumed by the fire.
因为火太大了，连那个兵都给烧死了。
But what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
但是到底什么事发生在这三个年轻人身上呢？
Put yourself in their place.
你想想看，如果你当时在那个情况的时候，
Use your imagination a little bit.
用你的那个幻想。
Do you ever feel really hot sometimes?
你有没有觉得有时候很热？
Do you ever feel sweat begin to come down your face?
你有没有常常觉得说好像？开始流汗。
Do you feel like you want to take clothing off in the hottest time of the year instead of having a lot of clothing on?
你有没有在热的时候你喜欢要把这个衣服脱掉而不是穿起来？
We cannot imagine the intenseness of the fiery fire that they were in.
我们实在没有办法想象他们所遭遇那个火的那个热度。
It should have consumed them immediately.
这么大的火应该马上就把他们烧光。
Their bodies should have immediately gone up in flames.
他们的身体应该马上就着火蒸发。
But that's not what happened.
但是那个不是这么回事。
Because in the midst of the fire,
因为在这个火的当中，
those who looked in saw the image of another person.
当人看到这火窑里头的时候，发现有另外一个人。
And there is a little bit of discussion about who that was.
那所以就在里面讨论到底这个人是谁。
But the likeness of the person in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was not just angelic, but it was like unto the Son of Man.
这个人并不像这个天使，而是像神子。
And I believe in my heart,
我在我心中坚信，
I don't know what the Chinese says,
我不知道这个中文是怎么说的。
But I believe that that was the very likeness of Jesus our Lord.
我相信那个就是耶稣基督。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You go through the trial of fire.
你经过火炼的试验。
You will not be burned.
你不会被火焚烧。
The tribulations come upon you.
患难要会临到你。
You do not have to be afraid.
但你不用害怕。
And when Nebuchadnezzar looked in,
当这个尼波甲尼撒看到这个火窑的
时候 and he saw that presence of another one in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
看见在这火中有多了一个人是与撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。
All he could do was say, "Everyone will worship your God."
最后，这个尼波甲尼撒说，我们所有的人都应该要敬拜你们所敬拜的这位神。
I want you to know that non-believers are watching you.
我要大家注意到那些不信的人正在观看我们。
When you have problems and trials in your life,
但当你有生命生活上有困难有试炼的时候
When the fire gets hotter and hotter and the troubles and the 困难 becomes more and more,
当你的困难当你的试炼好像越来越这个要淹没你
How are you reacting?
你怎么样来应对
Do you have faith in your God?
你是不是对你的神有信靠
Can you say like they said, our God will deliver us?
你不会不会这样这三个人说我们的神会来拯救我们
They are looking.
他们这些外邦不信的人
Non-believers are watching.
他们在看你们
And we must be strong in our faith.
我们必须在我们的信心上坚强
He will take you through every fiery trial.
神会带领我们经过一切的这个苦难。
Now I'd like you to turn to Matthew chapter 24.
现在我要大家看这个马太福音的二十四章。马太福音的二十四章。
This is a very important chapter for all of us as Christians to read, and we should read it many, many times.
这是我们基督徒非常重要的一章圣经，我们必须来常常的读。
The last portion, or a latter part of this chapter, from 15 down through verse 28,
从15节一直到28节
talks about the great tribulation.
这是讲到那个大那个灾难
And there is a difference of opinion among many people.
也许不同的基督徒有不同的解释
as to when Jesus will return for his church.
就想到耶稣怎么什么时候再回来有不同的看法
Some say that Jesus will come so that we do not go through the great tribulation
有人说耶稣基督会来所以基督徒不需要经过这个大灾难
The great tribulation is usually considered a period of 7 years
这个大灾难有七年的时间
Whether that 7 years is literal 7 years or longer than thatMany do not know, only God.
到底是不是真的七年我们不知道只有神知道
But I believe that it is literally 7 years.
但是我认为是就是七年
There are those who also believe that Jesus will come back in the middle of the great tribulation.
有的人却认为是耶稣基督是灾中会要回来
And that we will be taken up to heaven in the middle of the tribulation.
我们就会在灾中被提
Some feel that we will go all the way to the very end.
有的人又觉得是在灾后我们要经过所有的苦难。
We say that is post-tribulation.
这就是灾后被提。
And they believe also that they will be taken to heaven at least before the millennial reign of Christ.
他们就认为在这个千年国之前呢基督徒都要被提。
What a wonderful interpreter I have.
我一个这么好的翻译
Some would not be able to do that. Thank you, my brother. But now I want you to understand something.
但是我现在要让大家明白一点事。
What takes place before the great tribulation, we must understand also.
在这个大灾难来之前到底会有什么事情发生
And that's what we read in Matthew chapter 24 at the very beginning.
那我们就必须要看这个24章从开始。
And I'm going to start at verse 3.
我要从第三节开始。
And I'm going to ask you, my brother, if you would read one verse at a time with me. I'll read and then you read, okay?
Okay, 我们一节就来读。
第三节。Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着门徒暗暗地来说请告诉我们什么时候有这些事你降临和世界末了有什么预兆呢
Verse 4. Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." Verse 4 and 5.
耶稣回答说, 你们要谨慎, 免得有人迷惑你们, 因为将来有好些人冒我的名来, 说我是基督, 并且要迷惑许多人。
Verse 6. "And you will hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet."
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声, 总不要惊慌, 因为这些事是必须有的, 只是末期还没有到。
Notice verse 7.
第七节,
"For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places."
民要攻打民, 国要攻打国, 多处必有饥荒地震。
Do we have nations rising against nations today?
有没有民, 有没有国攻打国呢?
Do we have kingdoms against kingdoms or civil wars?
有没有民攻打民, 有这些内战呢?
有没有?
有没有?
有没有? 有吗?
有吗?
真的吗?
真的吗?
啊, 什么地方啦? 哪一座? What nations?
哪?
啊,
埃及, 利比亚,
oh, you begin to name them. There's many, 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 huh?
很多很多。
All you've got to do is look and you can see.
你看你就知道了。
That's what's happening.
这个就是正在发生。
But Jesus says, "Don't be troubled."
所以说不要惊慌。
Now, do we have many famines in the world?
有没有饥荒呢?
Do we have pestilences?
有没有这个地震呢?
Do we have earthquakes?
有没有灾难呢?
Are the earthquakes in many, many places?
地震是不是到处都是呢?
有没有?
有没有?
Are they increasing?
是不是, 越来越多?
How about tsunami?
这个海啸。
All of us remember the tsunami in Sumatra, Indonesia, Aceh.
多年前我们知道这个印尼的那个, 海啸。
But now, as a result of the tsunami in Japan,
我们现在看到这个日本这个海啸,
the whole nation of Japan is being changed.
整个日本已经改变了。
And those who are the most knowledgeable say that the big quake is coming to even Washington State.
有人讲说这更大的地震可能要在华盛顿州发生。
你会怕吗?
你怕不怕?
Has China had earthquake?
中国有没有地震?
有没有?
有没有?
Yes.
有。
Are the earthquakes becoming more intense?
这个地震是不是越来越强?
They keep track of the intensity of the earthquake.
他们在记录这些, 地震的强度。
Are thousands of people being affected by tsunami and earthquake?
是不是有千千万万人 被地震跟海啸所影响呢?
The answer is yes, yes, yes.
不错，不错，不错。
Look at what's happening.
你看看这些世界上发生的事。
But Jesus said the end hasn't come yet.
但是耶稣说, 末期还没有到。
Notice the next. He says in verse 8, "These are the beginning of sorrows."
他说这是灾难的起头。
Now we many times refer the next verses only to the early church believers.
这边讲第八节的时候是讲以为是以前这些信徒。
But if you talk that way to many who have suffered in mainland China, you'll know that it is not just the early church believers.
但是如果你跟大陆这些基督徒他们所受的灾害或逼迫, 你就知道这并不是起初教会这些信徒的。
Have any of you experienced persecution in China before you came to USA?
你从国内来到这边之前有没有受到逼迫呢?
Anyone?
有没有人受到逼迫呢?
How many have been in mainland China to the underground church?
有多少人在这个大陆 这个家庭教会聚会的。
How many have been?
有没有在那边家庭教会聚会的没有
？How many of you have talked to someone who was imprisoned in China?
有没有人在大陆跟一些去做过监狱的人跟他们说话
？Have you talked to someone who was beaten for their faith in Jesus in China?
有没有跟一些在因着他们的信仰被鞭打的人呢
？I think you have.
Yeah, I did. Yes.
I have also.
我有跟一些聊过。
I may have told you this before.
也许我已经跟大家说过。
I went to an underground Bible college in Moody.
我们在穆迪这个一个地方有一个这个不是官方的这个神学院。
This was a Bible college behind a wall village, a very remote area.
是在一个很远的山区的一个学校。
There were over 100 students, about 120 students.
大概有120个学生。
The youngest student was 12 years old.
最年轻的12岁。
He had been sent by his family to come to the Bible school to study the Word of God.
因为他的家人把他送到这边来学习神的话。
They did not have a lot of textbooks.
他们没有很多这个教科书。
They didn't have a big library to study all about theology.
他们也没有很多的图书来读这个神学。
They had a translation of the Living Study Bible.
他们有一个这个圣经的这个翻译本。
But they studied faithfully.
但是他们非常的努力的来学习。
And as they were studying,
当他们在学习的时候，
they had to be fearful that the authority would come and take them away to prison.
但是他们在学习的时候，他们必须要特别的小心，因为当局可能要把他们抓起来。
I have seen and have been there.
我看到也经历这些人。
I went to an underground church.
我到了一个家庭的教会。
And when I went in, it was crowded with no room even to even stand.
在那个地方，很小的地方，但是有很多人连站的位置都没有。
But before I went inside,
但是在我还没有进去之前，
there was one sister who caught my attention more than anybody else.
有一位姊妹，我非常的注意到。
She was about 40, maybe 44 years old.
也许四十几岁。
And she had a great big smile.
她有一个很好的这个笑容。
And I thought, oh, what a wonderful smile she has.
我就讲说啊，她真是有很喜乐的这个样子。
She welcomed us to come.
她就欢迎我们。
And as we were there,
当我们在那里的时候，
we heard a story about her.
我们就听到她的见证。
I will never forget.
我永远不能忘记。
She had just been out of prison for 2 weeks.
她从监狱才出来两个礼拜。
She had been in prison for over 1 year.
她已经在监狱的时候已经有一年的时间了。
In prison, she had been beaten many times.
在监狱的时候常常被鞭打。
She had been shot with electric stun gun.
她又被那个电棒来电。
All of the private parts of her body.
她的整个身体都被电过。
She had been made to drink her own urine.
他被逼迫喝他自己的尿。
I won't tell you the rest of the things that I found out.
我不会把我后来发现的这些事都告诉你们。
But when I saw her,
但是当我看到她的时候，
her face radiated joy.
她的脸就满有了这个喜乐的荣光。
Her smile was bigger than your smile today.
她的笑容比你们每一个都笑得好。
Because she had gone through persecution.
因为她已经经过了这个苦难。
She had suffered and she had come forth from that tribulation and fiery trial.
她从那个困难、那个患难之中得胜的出来。
What is it going to take for American Christians to come awake?
在美国的基督徒怎么样才能够醒悟过来呢？
I'm not speaking of Chinese church now. I'm speaking of American churches.
我并不是跟中国教会讲，而是说所有在美国的这个教会。
Some of you are now American citizens also.
我想很多的人在这边已经是美国人了。
And you're part of a Chinese congregation here in Issaquah.
你们是在这个这边一个中国一个教会的这个会员。
Does it take persecution and imprisonment for us to understand that through persecution? Our faith is strengthened.
我们是不是需要经过患难苦难，我们的信心才能够增长呢？
I believe that persecution is going to increase even in the United States.
我相信在美国这个逼迫是会越来越多的。
We have referred to the USA for many years as a Christian country.
我们常常说美国是基督立国的国家。
United States is not a Christian country.
但是我坦白地说，美国并不是一个基督教的国家。
There is so much antichrist spirit in the USA.
今天在美国有许多敌基督的这个势力。
There are so many that are preaching false messages and false prophecies.
今天有很多人在讲这个假信息、假的预言。
You say when, where?
你说什么时候，在哪里？
Today.
今天
all over the USA,
在整个美国
and out from the USA to other countries of the world.
不但是在美国，在世界各地都有。
Persecution is terrible.
这个患难是很恐怖的。
But to suffer for Jesus,
但是为了耶稣基督来受苦
is to go through the fiery trial and to come out like gold.
然后就经过了火炼的试炼，成功的出来。
I thought of.Dividing all of you up today.
今天我本来想要跟大家把大家分开。
I was going to number you off, but I won't do that right now.
但是我想我就算了。
But I would like to just have you think for a moment.
但是我要大家想一想。
If I were to take, say, five of you right now.
如果说我要把你们中间五个人挑出来。
And I was going to say to you that five of you can expect that you will go through a pestilence.
我想说，如果有五个人是必须要经过饥荒的。
If I were say another five of you,
也就是说另外五个人
would go through an earthquake,
必须要经过这个地震的。
That would be a good figure, at least that many.
我想可能我们就会经过。
If I were to tell you that you were going to have false prophets come to you, that would be.Many of you.
我也许会讲说，你们中间会经历一些这个假基督的这些教导。
Because pestilences, earthquakes, false prophecies, antichrist are going to increase more and more.
因为饥荒、地震这些假先知这些事情会越来越多。
What are we going to do?
而我们基督徒应该怎么办？
This is just the beginning.
因为这个灾难的起头。
Verse 10.
第十节。
And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another.
那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
Did you know that the Bible tells us that son will rise up against father?
圣经里要讲说，儿子要起来反对父亲。
Families will be divided.
这个家庭会被分裂。
That's happened in China. It's happened in other places.
这些事情在中国发生，在世界上各地都发生。
It can happen right here in the United States.
也可能就发生在我们当中。
There is nothing that we can control about these last day events.
在这个末世的这些事情，我们是没有办法控制。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold.
只因不法的事增多，许多的人的爱心渐渐冷淡。
Verse 13.
十三节。
But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Now all of these events are going to take place.
这些所有讲的事情。都会发生。
All of these 困难的事 ，all of these terrible things，
这些困难、这些恐怖的事
，they will touch every one of our lives。
会，我们每一个人都会接触到。
We can do nothing about those things that are happening。
这些事情是超过我们的控制的。
But there is something that we can do something about。
但是有一件事情我们是可以做的。
And I want you to notice the last verse, the words of Jesus, verse 14.
第四十四节。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
第14节，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
When did Jesus say that he will return?
什么时候耶稣说他要回来？
He says, when the message, the gospel of the kingdom is preached to all nations for a witness.
说这个福音如果传到天下，为万民做见证。
Who's going to preach the message?
谁去传呢？
Who does God use to take the message of the gospel?
神用什么人去把这个福音传给别人呢？
我们每一个人。
每一个人。
He wants to use you.
他要用你。
He wants to use you right here in Issaquah and in Washington State.
要用你在这个伊萨卡这个地方。
Because you have email, he wants to use you to write emails to people who are non-believers.
因为你可以写 email， 你就把 email 写给你那些不信的朋友。
He wants you to have a new boldness to proclaim the coming of Jesus.
他要用你很有胆量的把这个福音。
He wants to give you wisdom to proclaim.
他要给你智慧去传扬。
And he will do that.
他会。
Because the gospel of the kingdom must be preached for a witness to all nations.
因为天国的福音必须要传遍天下。
I must conclude now with Ephesians one more time.
我们必须再回到以弗所书第六章。
We need to look into Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10.
以弗所书第六章第十节。
Here we read of the armor of God that Paul talks about.
讲到保罗所讲的这个全副的军装。
This is his admonition.
是他的鼓励的话。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Read that.
第十节。我还有末后的话，你们要依靠主，依靠他的大能大力。做刚强人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual hosts of the wicked, or spiritual wickedness in heavenly places.
十二节，我们并不是与属血气的征战。乃是与那些执政掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
So Paul says you need to rise up as a mighty army of God.
所以保罗说我们必须要兴起是一个全这个大能的军队。
You need to put on the whole armor of God.
你必须要穿全副的军装。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now when David went against Goliath,He could not put on Saul's armor.
当大卫去跟哥利亚打的时候，他没有办法穿上扫罗的军装。
He was only a young boy.
因为他只是一个小孩。
So he could not wear it. It was too heavy for him.
因为太小，他穿起来没办法。
But God has armor that will fit you perfectly, everyone here.
但是神所具备的军装是能够让我们每个人穿的很适合的。
And that armor is described by Paul, and each part of the armor is important.
这边他所说的这个全副军装是每一个部分都是非常重要的。
So what is the armor?
军装是什么?
Let's look at it together.
一起来看。
Praise God. Above all, first of all, let's start with Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand. Now, verse 14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth.
第十三节，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切所能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义。
Now, in English, the word is girdle.
这边讲说。带子。
That means something that fits around your middle very tight.
就是好像束腰一样。
At one time, that was very popular, women to get thin, they wear girdles. Huh?
在以前的时候, 这个女人想要很瘦, 所以她们也带这个束腰。
Some men need to wear girdles also.
很多人也需要有这个束腰。
But the girdle that we all need is the girdle of truth.
但是我们所需要的这个束腰是真理。
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
你若知道 真理就使得你信心。
You need to read the Word of God.
所以你必须要读神的话。
You need to know the truth of God's Word.
你必须要读到神那个真理的话。
And you need to be girdled by the girdle of truth.
你必须要用真理做束腰，束起来。
Praise God.
感谢主。
Then the next one that we are told about.
第二个,
I've got them all written down.
我请,
is the breastplate of righteousness.
用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
This was all upon the top area, all the way up to here.
这是在前面这个保护的胸口的这些护心镜。
If we walk and live in righteousness,
如果我们在公义之中生活,
and we have the girdle of truth around our middle,
我们有真理的束腰在我们当中,
truth and righteousness will protect us against all of the attacks of the enemy.
这个真理跟公义就能够保护我们一切这个敌人的这攻击。
That means that we need to ask our hearts to be cleansed daily.
所以就是我们必须要每一天求神那个洁净我们的心。
We need to search our hearts that we live and walk in righteousness.
我们必须要检验我们的心，然后在我们日常生活。
Because righteousness is a very important part of the armor of God.
因为公义是这个全部军装里头非常重要一部分。
We need to know the truth.
我们必须要明白真理。
We need to have the girdle of truth.
我们必须这个真理束腰。
And then we need to walk and live in righteousness.
而且我们必须要活在这个公义的这个道路上。
And then we are in verse 15.
15节。
To have upon our feet the preparation of the gospel of peace.
又用平安的福音做当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Everywhere we go, hallelujah.
我们不论往哪里去。
Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace.
我们的脚就穿着这个公义，平安。
Everywhere we go, people see and hear from us and from our life the message of the gospel of peace.
无论我们到哪里去，人就听到我们那个公义，用平安的福音。
There's a commercial on TV I see sometimes now.
有时候在电视上看这个广告。
They see someone walking ahead of them.
我们看见有人在前面走路。
And they say, where did you get those shoes?
你问说你这个鞋子在哪里买的？
Anybody see that in English commercial?
你看到这个广告没有？
Where did you get those shoes?
你这鞋子在哪里买的？
It's an English commercial, maybe not in Chinese.
也许这是美国的这个广告。
But you know, we need to have non-believers looking at us.
我们必须要这些非信徒看到我们就问我们。
兄弟兄啊, where did you get those shoes?
兄弟兄,你这个鞋子是哪里买的?
Where did you get those shoes?
你的鞋子是哪里来的?
Wang Jin,
Wang Jin,
where did you get those shoes?
你的鞋子在哪买的?
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are shod with the message or the gospel of peace.
你有平安的真福音做你的鞋。
Hallelujah, verse 16.
16节,
and then take the shield of faith.
然后拿着信德当作藤牌,
Hallelujah.
感谢,
the shields were very big.
这个盾牌是非常大的,
and the shield was held very tightly.
这个盾牌是拿得很紧,
and when the fiery darts would come, the shield of faith, every fiery dart would come against it, and it would fall to the ground.
当有这个一切的火箭来的时候，这个盾牌就可以把它挡掉。
You're going to have fiery darts come against you in these last days.
在这个末世的时候，有这些火箭要攻击你。
Oh, hallelujah! But you also will have the girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with peace.
你有真理的束腰，你有公义做会心印记，你有平安的福音的做鞋，而且有信德当做藤牌。
And then you will have the great shield of faith.
然后你的信心就是你的盾牌。
And when those darts come against you, they will fall to the ground.
但是那些火箭射下来的时候，它会全部都挡掉。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say Hallelujah.
说一起来说。
Say Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to put on the armor of God. Wave your hand.
我要把我的福音的。
Ah, yes, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you want to have the best helmet.
而且你必须要有一个最好的这个头盔。
How many know that you are saved by grace through faith in Jesus?
多少人知道我们是因信称义就得救？
Let it be your helmet of salvation that everyone sees.
这就是我们所得到的救恩的这个头盔。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now every part of the front of the body
不论我们前面这每一个地方
is covered very, very carefully.
而是被这些军装所能够掩盖。
Between the front girdle, the breastplate,
在我们的束腰，我们的护心镜，
the helmet,
我们的头盔，
the feet shod with the gospel of peace,
我们这个平安的，
and the shield of faith,
这个信德的盾牌。
When the fiery darts of the enemy come,
当神这仇敌的火箭，
they will not penetrate the armor,
他们不可以穿过这些盔甲。
But now, this is something I want you to think about.
但是我要大家又想一件事。
It doesn't say very much about covering the backside.
他没有讲说你后面要穿什么。
It doesn't talk too much. It talks about the front.
他只是讲到前面，没有讲到后面。
Now I know the shield of faith you can go like this everywhere.
我知道这个盾牌是可以前后都挡的。
But back here, maybe.Not covered quite so good.
这边好像没有怎么保护的。
Now what does that mean?
它什么意思？
You don't run from the enemy, you run against the enemy. Hallelujah.
你不是往敌人逃开敌人，而是往敌人去。
When the enemy comes with his fiery darts, don't run that way. Run against him in the name of the Lord.
当这个敌人的火箭来的时候，你不是往后逃，而是你去用。盾牌来挡。
Why? Because you have the sword, which is the word of God, to go against him.
为什么？因为你有一个宝剑。
Hallelujah.
神的话。
And the word of God, we are told, is sharper than any two-edged sword.
神的话是比两刃的利刃还利的。
And we take the sword of the word of God, and we hide God's word in our hearts.
我们是用神的话放在我们的心里的。
Trials and tribulation will come.
这个困难跟试炼会来的。
You say, "Oh, Pastor Rick, I wish you wouldn't talk about trials and tribulation."
这个我想说 ，Pastor Rick， 你最好不要谈这些事吧。
Why don't you talk about happy times?
你为什么不说一些好事呢？
Jesus said that trials and tribulation worketh patience in us.
这个患难这个痛苦是使得我们有这个忍耐。
When those difficulties come,
当这些困难来的时候，
they may be many different things.
也许不同的事。
Suddenly a sickness comes that you do not expect.
也许你生病你没有办法你 不知道。
A disease that the doctors say they cannot cure.
这个生了病是医生不能治的。
Suddenly,Though you thought you were very stable with finances, your finances are gone.
也许你认为经济非常的宽裕，但突然之间经济就瓦解了。
Japan, very proud at their achievements as a nation because they had risen to the very top, next to USA, second. But now they have slipped and China is second.
日本一直以为他们就是仅次于美国非常经济非常强富强的国家突然之间就掉到第三位了比这个大陆超过他们
Everything that we have can be gone
我们所拥有的一切可能一瞬间就不见了
The destruction that we see in Japan is terrible to behold
当我们看见这个那些受灾的这些日本人实在是不忍
Wars
civil wars, wars among nations.
这些战争，这些内战，在不同的国家之中。
All of these things that are coming into the world in these days in which we're living.
就在我们现在的时候就会发生。
I'm so glad.
我很感谢。
I have a refuge in Jesus.
我有在基督里有一个避难所。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can run to my Lord.
我可以跑到主的怀里。
I can be safe.
我可以在那边得到安全。
I can even rejoice in the midst of tribulation.
我可以在患难之中能够欢喜。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the Lord is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
Praise God.
感谢主。
I pray that the message is penetrating your mind and heart.
我希望我这个信息能够不但穿到你的心，到你的这个脑里头。
I pray that as you leave the service today, that you will not go out feeling.Oh, trials, tribulations, I'm afraid, what's happening in the world?
我相信当你出去的时候你不要说哦，我们快要受痛苦就受患难。
No, you'll go out and you'll be totally clothed in the armor of God.
你出去的时候你是穿戴了全副的军装。
And you go out to go against the powers of the enemy and be victorious.
你带着这个宝剑你去跟仇敌这个征战。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We will be a glorious church.
我们会成为一个荣耀的教会。
When we finally see our Lord, we will be a church without spot or wrinkle.
当我们遇见耶稣基督的时候，我们是没有任何的玷污皱纹的。
We will be tried like as by fire.
我们是经过了苦难的这个火焰所经炼过。
Hallelujah.
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 God loves you so much.
神这么的爱你们。
Nothing can separate you from the love of Jesus.
没有人，没有任何事可以使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Let us stand.
使我们一起起立。
Brother Chu, would you pray in Mandarin a special prayer at the close of this message for the people?
是我们在天上的父神，我们恭敬地来到你的面前。为你向刚才所向我们所说的话，主，你让我们看见你来的日子近了。当我们看见这些事情发生的时候，就正应验了你圣经所说的预言。主，我们知道患难困苦会越来越多，战争、饥荒、地震也会越来越多。但是感谢主，我们有你的应许，你是我们的避难所，你借着这些患难。为了要使我们精炼成为精晶，主求主你帮助我们，让我们遇见困难、遇见患难的时候，让我们的信心就像那个能被火炼还能坏的，比那些还更好的这个信心，主我们就求主你带领我们，求主你这些信息放在我们的心中，让我们心里有了准备，让我们真是愿意去跟随你。愿意把你的福音能够传给别人，让我们成为这末世的见证。再一次谢谢你，谢谢你的话语，带领我们前面的脚步。这样感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚。God bless you. Thank you for being here today.
谢谢你们今天在这
里。平安，
平安，愿主平安。
困难的事来的时候啦，啊。你还可以有平安在你的心中啊！
当我遇见困难的时候、苦难的时候，我们心中还是有神的平安。
啊，请坐。
请坐。